All right, we're going to just begin with a word of prayer. I'll pray, and then we can start.
让我们一同祷告，祷告完以后我们可以开始。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are, the way, the truth, and life.
耶稣，我们感谢你，你是道路、真理、生命。
Thank you that you are the living God, the real God who loves us and who wants us to know you.
你是一个真实的神，活着的神，你爱我们。
And we thank you that you don't need us, but you want us to partner with you and to do amazing things in this world.
我们感谢你，你并不需要我们，但你愿意与我们同工，让我们与你一同成就大事。
So I pray that you will open our hearts, teach us now.
我们祈求你，打开我们的心门，教导我们。
Give us a hungry heart, hungering for your truth.
让我们有一颗饥渴的心，对你的真理饥渴的心。
Give us a humble heart that we may submit to your truth.
帮助我们谦卑，让我们能够顺服于你的真理。
Give us wisdom to understand your word.
赐给我们智慧，让我们能够明白你的话语。
And give us a commitment to live out your word.
让我们对你有委身，能够活出你的话语。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So today's talk is about being bridges and breaking barriers.
所以我们今天的题目是成为桥梁，冲破阻拦。
Very good. Well, this is a picture of one of the bridge in Pittsburgh.
这是匹兹堡的一座桥。
Now, every time when there's a baseball game, Pittsburgh Pirates game, they close the bridge down so everybody can just walk over the bridge to the baseball stadium.
每次有这个棒球比赛的时候呢，他们就把这个桥给关了，然后呢，让大家都能够步行过去。
I think the mic.
我有电池了。
Okay.Well, I can go back up here.
It's okay, I can
use it. You sure? Okay. Yeah, Sunday school, more relaxed, so don't worry. So in Pittsburgh, has anybody been to Pittsburgh?
We have been to
Pittsburgh. Okay, number of you. So you know, okay, there's many bridges, right, in Pittsburgh?
在匹兹堡有很多的桥梁。
Yeah, there's tons of bridges. In fact, maybe they say that Pittsburgh is one of the places that had the most bridges.
有人说匹兹堡是全美国拥有桥梁最多的城市。
And if you don't cross a bridge, you can't really get anywhere.
如果你不过桥的话，你哪也去不了。
And so bridges are very important in Pittsburgh.
所以对匹兹堡来说，桥梁是非常重要的。
So today we're going to also look at how God will use us as human bridges to connect others with His love, with His truth, with the gospel.
所以今天我们要来看一看神怎么样使用我们作为一个桥梁来。连接跟他的爱连接起来。
But to be his bridge, at least I find often because of our selfishness, because of our weakness, because of our pride, sometimes there are barriers that we must break through to be a bridge for God.
但因为要成为桥梁呢，因为我们内心的自私，我们内心的软弱，很多时候我们有很多的阻拦。
So we'll look at some barriers from some examples in the scripture.
所以我们从圣经的例子里面，我们可以看到这些阻拦。
In fact, we're going to look at three sets of people. Philip, one of the early first deacons of the church, his interaction with the Ethiopian eunuch.
So we're going to look at three groups of people. The first group of people is we see the New Testament bishop Philip, and one of the ancient deacons.
And then we're going to look at Ananias and his interaction with Saul later on, who became Paul.
然后我们可以看到亚拿尼亚跟扫罗，就是后来改名字叫保罗的，他们之间的这个互动。
And then lastly, we'll look at Peter, his interaction with a Roman centurion, Roman soldier named Cornelius.
最后我们可以看到彼得，还有这个罗马的百夫长千夫长这个哥林牛，他们之间的这个互动。
Now these are long passages, and we don't have that much time, so we're not going to read through them. I'll probably just simplify and tell them the story. And some of you may know the story already.
这些经文都很长，所以我不会把它们全读出来，我们就把它这个故事讲出来。我们当中很多弟兄姊妹可能对这个故事已经有所了解。
Yeah, but first I want to kind of give you maybe a reminder that, you know, God put the Bible together.
我想提醒一下大家，神把这个圣经放在一起。
You know, 66 books, 40 plus different human authors, but really one main author, which is God.
这里有66本书，有40多位人的作者，但是呢，真正的作者就是神。
And God put it together in such an order to tell one story, the story of Jesus coming to bring us lost people home back to God.
所以这个信息，其实这个主要的信息就是神差遣耶稣基督来到世上，让我们能够重新回到天家。
Now, God gave us, you know, book by book, verse by verse. Now, sometime we read the Bible. Let me see if I borrow it. Sometime, I hope you don't do this. I trust that people in North Carolina in this church are better than the people in our church. But sometime we read the Bible like this. Let's see. Oh, okay, I'll read this today. Okay.
所以有时候我们读圣经呢，就是随机的把圣经打开，然后我们就找一节经文来读。希望我们不是这样读的。
Now, if God wants us to read the Bible that way, He would give us a box and give us a lot of fortune cookie slips and just pick one out and read it that way.
如果神是希望我们这样读圣经的话，他可能就给我们一个盒子，里面放了很多的纸条，然后你抽一张，这里面有经文，你就读就好了。
Now, when I write you a letter or email nowadays, right? It's not random. Like if I write you a random email, you may think I'm joking with you or I'm crazy.
我给你们写信，特别是写电子邮件的时候，我不会说随随便便的乱写。如果我是这样写的话，你可能认为我是发疯了。
If you write your paper, college paper or high school paper that way, you probably get an F.
你在大学或者在中学里面，如果你写论文是这样写的话，或者你会不及格。
So sometimes when we read the Bible, not only do we read like the detail, try to get the meaning, we have to ask ourselves that.Why did God put the story or put the writings together in such order?
所以当我们读圣经的时候，不单止我们要了解我们所读的这个经文的意思是什么，我们还要思考神为什么把这些经文用这样的次序放在那里。
You know, like here, chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10, back to back to back, God put three stories of three people, three Christians, He used to touch three non-Christians' lives.
所以我们在《使徒行传》第八章、第九章、第十章，我们看到神用三个基督徒向三个非基督徒传达这个福音的信息。
It's not random.
这不是随机的一个次序。
He put it there to give us a message. In case we don't get it the first time, he'd do it three times.
所以他把这些故事放在那里，上提醒我们说，如果我们没有留意到第一个故事，我们可以留意到第二个、第三个故事。
God wants to use you and me for His work of the gospel of missions.
神希望使用我们来传扬福音。
So, well, let's look at some of the story.
让我们来看看这些故事。
So you know the story about Philip, right?
我们都知道腓力的故事。
He was a Christian. He was the one of the first deacon. And God, you know, when the persecution came to the church scattered. So Philip went to Samaria.
所以腓力是第一个执事之一，首批执事之一。所以当这个迫害来的时候，这个教会就被打散了，然后这个腓力就到了撒玛利亚。
And then when he got to Samaria, he began to preach the gospel, and many people came to Jesus. In fact, if you read it in chapter 8 earlier on, there was a revival. Lots of people in Samaria became Christians.
所以他去到撒玛利亚的时候，他传扬福音，有很多人来信主。如果你从使徒行传第八章前面的这些经文，你可以看到当时的教会是有一个很大的复兴。
I mean, if this was in your youth group or in your church, in your English or Chinese congregation, you'd be busy doing a lot of discipleship, hopefully following up people coming to Jesus and building the church.
如果这样的复兴是发生在我们教会的话，我们就需要做很多的门徒的培训，各样的事工。
And it's a wonderful time, busy time.
这是一个非常繁忙、非常好的这样的一个时机。
But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit, if you remember the story,took Philip, I don't know how he did it, you know, maybe the teleportation device or whatever, but the Holy Spirit took hold of Philip, took him out of the busy, wonderful work, and then put him in the desert.
但就在他这样一个在这个成功之际，圣灵感动他，不知道他是怎么样，圣灵是怎么样把他给挪到一个这个旷野里面去。
And then when he was in the desert, what gives? Why am I here? Well, then a Ethiopian eunuch just happened to go by.
所以他在旷野当中，或许他在思考我在这里干什么呢，他突然间就有一个古时的太监在那里经过。
And then the Ethiopian eunuch happened to be reading the Old Testament Bible.
这位古时的太监正在读旧约圣经。
And he happened to be reading Isaiah and trying to figure out, you know, the Isaiah 53 especially, you know, who is the suffering servant?
他正在读这个以赛亚书第五十三章，正在看说这个受苦的这个仆人到底是谁呢。
And so Philip, the Holy Spirit prompted him to go near him and say, Do you know what you're reading? Do you understand it?
所以这个圣灵就感动腓力，让他去就近那个太监，说你明白你所读的是什么吗。
Now, and the story goes that, you know, he shared the gospel, and right there, the eunuch became a Christian and got baptized right in a pool right by where they were.
所以当我们继续往下面读的时候，我们就可以看到这个腓力向这个太监解释这个福音的信息，然后他们就这个太监就信了主，然后马上就在当地就在那里啊受了洗。
Now Ananias is a little bit different.
亚当尼亚有点不大一样。
If you've seen the, I think recently there's a TV show called AD, right? They showed in there. I don't think they showed it even as my guess is probably it was even worse than the way they showed it. I think Ananias was very scared.
所以当我们现在最近好像有个电视叫AD 就讲到这个亚拿尼亚的故事，但是里面讲到的可能并不像亚拿尼亚当时真的是那么的害怕。
I mean, he was a Christian minding his own business, reading his Bible, doing his own thing.
他是一个基督徒，他就在读自己的圣经，在忙自己的事情。
And all of a sudden, God told him, Ananias, Jesus appeared to Ananias, say, hey Ananias, I want you to go to look up this guy Saul.
这个耶稣向亚拿尼亚显现，告诉他说：“你去见这个扫罗。”
And I want you to tell him the gospel and help him to see and help him to become a Christian.
我要你向他解释这个福音，让他能够看见，让他能够成为基督徒。
Meanwhile, if you know the story, God of Jesus already appeared to Saul and knocked him off the horse, right, and then made him blind and told him to wait.
同时呢，我们大家都知道这个故事，就耶稣已经向扫罗显现，把他从马上面打下来，然后让他看不见，然后叫他在那里等待。
And it was pretty funny if you read the interaction between Ananias and Jesus, right? Ananias says, "Lord, in case you don't know, right, this guy is not a good guy."
大家如果读这个故事的时候，发现亚拿尼亚，对耶稣的反应其实很奇怪，他说：“耶稣啊，你也知道这个人不是一个好人。”
Sometimes we think we need to remind the Lord about some things.
有时候我们会觉得我们需要提醒一下神。
But God knows everything.
神知道所有的事情。
Right, so Jesus, yeah, I know. That's why I'm sending you to him.
耶稣说：“我知道，这就是为什么我把你送过去。”
You know, if I were him, right? You know, Isaiah says, "Here am I, send me."
如果我是那个人，我是亚拿尼亚的话，我们都知道。以赛亚说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
I would say, "Here am I, send him."
我可能会说：“我在这里，请差遣他。”
But he went. He was afraid, but he still obeyed, and he went.
虽然他很害怕，但是他顺服，他还是去了。
And then you know the rest of the story. He went. He told Paul, or he told Saul what happened, and Saul was able to see, and then he believed in Jesus. He got baptized, and he became one of the most powerful apostle that God used.
所以大家都知道的余下的故事就是。这个亚拿尼亚顺服了神，他去向保罗宣传福音，然后保罗就信主了，然后成为一个最有能力这样的一个基督徒。
And then there's Peter.
然后我们再来看彼得。
A good Jewish boy.
一个很规范的犹太人。
And remember the story. He was probably he was praying, but you know how it is. Like, right now, you're probably hungry too, right?
这个是讲到彼得，他是正在祷告，或许他当时是肚子已经饿了，
you know, sometime,
像我们现在一样。
You know, in our worship is at our English worship is at 11:30 to 12:30, and you can smell the lunch come up from downstairs, and you can hear people's stomach going grrr, grrr, you know, making the noise.
在我的教会，我们的英文崇拜是11:30 to 12:30。往往到了崇拜后半节的时候，就闻到了这个楼下传来的这个食物的香味，就可以听到我们的饥肠咕噜。
So Peter was praying, and he was probably hungry. And in his praying, God gave him a vision, or actually more than once, several times God gave him a vision of food.
所以保罗彼得正在祷告的时候，他肚子很饿了，然后神几次的给他一个意象，都是关于食物的。
But it wasn't about, you know, Bojangles or McDonald's or something, but it was about the kind of food that he can't eat.
但不是像那种快食店里面的那些很快就可以吃的食物，而是一些食物是彼得认为是不可以吃的。
They're all food that the Jewish people consider unclean.
他们这些食物都是这些犹太人认为是不洁净的食物。
See, right here, you could tell Peter is not Chinese.
所以你知道彼得不是中国人。
And you can tell Adam and Eve wasn't Chinese either.
这个亚当跟夏娃也不是中国人。
Because if they were, they would have ate the snake and ate all of this. We're going to have all the trouble.
如果他们是中国人的话，他们就把那个蛇给吃了，就没有这些麻烦事。
But in any case, he says, "I'm a good Jewish boy. I never touch anything unclean." He's telling the Lord, reminding the Lord, "I can't touch this. I'm not eating this."
所以这个彼得就跟神说，我是一个很规范的犹太人，我是不可以吃这些东西的。所以他提醒神说，我看你这些东西是我不能吃的。
And time after time, God repeat the same vision, and God kept saying, "What God has called clean, don't call it unclean."
所以神就一次一次的提醒他，也告诉他说，我所洁净的，你不可以说是不洁净。
And then just at that time, Cornelius, he also had a vision. You know, he God gave him a vision. He saw. I think through the angel or through Jesus himself, actually, that he saw that he needs to know something about God. And God told him to go get this guy named Peter.
所以这个时候呢，哥尼流呢也得到了一个启示，一个意象，就是神的使者甚至是耶稣亲自向他显现，叫他去找这个彼得。
And so when Cornelius sent his people come to get Peter, Peter is prepared. So, okay, I'll go. You know, it's a Gentile house, it's not clean, but I'll go.
所以呢，当这个哥尼流的手下的人去找到了彼得，彼得就说：虽然这个是外邦人的家，虽然是不洁净的，但是呢，我还是愿意去。
And you know the rest of the story. He went and he found out Cornelius's vision and told Cornelius about the gospel. And he and his whole family believed and got baptized.
所以我们大家继续往下面看的时候呢，就看到这个彼得就去了哥尼流家，然后呢就向他传扬福音，然后他们全家都信主受洗。
So you know, at least two of them.Did what we call nowadays cross-cultural ministry, right? From Philip to an Ethiopian eunuch, and Peter went to a Roman soldier.
就至少我们从腓力跟彼得，我们都可以看到，他们是做的一个是跨文化的宣教的工作。
But let's now make some observation, ask some question, right? Let me ask you, I put up here, right? How did Philip get to the desert?
是问一下大家这个问题，就是首先是腓力是怎么样去到那个旷野里面的。
I already told you the story. The Bible makes it very clear. The Holy Spirit took Philip.
所以圣经里面写得很清楚，是圣灵把他给挪去那里的。
He zapped them somehow, and poof, he's over there.
不知道他怎么穿越时空就去了。
Or maybe he flew like Superman. Okay.
或者他像超人一样就飞过去了。
And how, you know, who spoke to Ananias and to Saul before they met each other?
在哥尼流和这个在亚拿尼亚和扫罗见面之前，是谁向他们亲自显现，向他们说话呢？
Jesus, right?
耶稣，对不对？
And then who spoke to Peter and who spoke to Cornelius, especially Cornelius?
是谁向彼得还有这个哥尼流亲自显现，向他们说话呢？特别是哥尼流。
An angel of the Lord, right?
是神的使者。
So that leads me to ask another question, right? Let me ask you, who can do a better job at sharing the gospel? You and me?Or Jesus, the angels, and the Holy Spirit.
所以这里就带出下面一个问题，就是谁是更好的可以去传扬福音呢？是你和我吗？还是这些使者呢？神的使者呢？基督呢？还是圣灵呢？
This is not a trick question. Okay, just based on pure power and pure experience, who can share the gospel better?
所以根据我们的经验，根据圣经，谁是更好的福音的使者呢？
You know, sometimes I pray, God, you know, Jesus, just show up. You know, just show up. Show him who you are.I'm sure they'll believe.
所以有时候我就祷告说，神啊，你就亲自向他显现，他就会相信了。
See, and if not Jesus, send an angel, go scare this guy. You know,
如果不是耶稣的话，你就差一个天使去吓他一下。
You know, they'll believe, right?
他们就马上就相信了。
So the Chinese has a word, 多此一举, right? You know, why did Jesus, why did God kind of, you know, beat around the bush You know, add an extra step to do this, right?
所以神为什么好像多此一举让我们去传这个福音呢？
I mean, Philip could say, "No, I'm busy here. I cannot go." Ananias could go, "No way, I'm not going to this killer of Christians. I'm not going to go."
所以腓力说我很忙啊，我正在传福音，我没有时间去。亚拿尼亚也可以说，这个人这么大的坏蛋，我才不要去见。
And Peter said, "Don't you know this is a Roman centurion? He was probably part of the group that crucified Jesus. I'm not going to go there."
彼得也可以说，这个哥尼流是一个罗马军官，他们可能是杀死耶稣基督其中一员，我才不要去。
Even if they win, you know, I mean, in this case, we know they were successful. But I can tell you, many times I share the gospel, and the guys like get away from me, or I don't want to hear. You know, they don't believe.
这里是传福音成功的故事，但是呢，根据我自己的经验，我时常去跟别人传福音，他们根本就不要信。
So you know.Why? God could have done it much better. Jesus could have done it better. The Holy Spirit could have done it better. The angels could have done it better.
所以为什么要我们去传呢？耶稣可以做得更好，圣灵可以做得更好，天使可以做得更好。
You know, I like to propose that is because of His grace and His love towards you and towards me.
我的答案就是，这是神的恩典，神的爱 对我们的爱，对我们的恩典。
You may wonder why is this bike here? I'll tell you soon.
大家可能会觉得为什么有这辆自行车在这里，我会待会告诉大家。
But I want you to let it sink in. God does not need you. God does not need me.
但是我们必须了解的就是神不需要你，也不需要我。
What he wants to do, he can do it far better without you and without me.
他想要做成的事情，他除不要你不要我，他可以做得更好。
But he chose to use you and me.
但他选择是使用你和我。
Because he wants us to participate in the family with the things that matters for eternity.
所以这是因为他希望我们能够加入到这个与永恒有关的事工里面。
Now,My oldest daughter, who's almost done with college, is not here, or else she'll be roll her eye. Go, man, Dad, you told that story again.
我的老大的女儿，她现在已经快大学毕业了。如果她在这里的话，她会觉得说，哎呀，你怎么又讲这个故事？
This is not the exact bike, but her first bike looked a lot like this.
这个不是她的自行车，但是她的第一辆自行车跟这个是很像的。
And it's the kind of bike I'm like, oh man, so girly, please, you know. But she wanted this bike.
但是就是说这个自行车好像并不是说特别的豪华，但是呢他是很喜欢这样的一个自行车。
I remember we went to I think Walmart or Kmart, we saw it, she picked it out, and so I went to pay for it, and at the, after we paid for it, I didn't see, they didn't give me a bike, they gave me a big flat box.
是我们到了这个 Walmart 或者 Kmart, 我们他就选了这辆自行车，然后我们就去付钱，付完钱以后他们并没有给我一辆自行车，而是给了我一个大的盒子。
And I said, I don't want this box, I want the bike.
我说我不要这个盒子，我要那个自行车。
And he says, oh, everything's in there. You have to put it together yourself.
他们就说所有的零件都在这里面了，你要自己组装起来。
If you want us to put it together, it's $50 more.
如果我们帮你组装的话，你要另外再交50块钱。
You know, being a cheap Chinese American or Chinese, you know, I say, okay, I'll do it myself.
作为一个勤俭的中国人，我就说我就自己来做。
他翻译的比较文雅。So.I took it home and I laid it out. I have everything ready and, you know, in my garage, you know, and I'm ready to put it together.
所以在我的车库里面，我就把所有的零件都把盒子打开，把所有零件都摊了一地，我就准备要把它组装起来。
Well, my daughter Veronica, I think she was maybe 6 or 7 at that time. She came up to me and asked me this tough question.
当时我的大女儿大概是6岁左右，她就来到我面前向我问了一个
Can you guess what she asked?
你猜一下她问的是什么问题？
Can I help?
我可以帮忙吗？
What would you say?
你会说什么呢？
I say I'm a very task-oriented person.
我是一个非常目标导向的人。
I know this is already not going to be easy because I can barely read the instruction.
我知道要把它组装起来是不容易的，因为那个指令是挺难。
And in my mind, I start thinking if she helped me, what probably take an hour is going to take 3 hours.
我在想，如果她来帮我的话。我一个小时可以做成的这个事情呢，可能要花上3个小时。
And I thought maybe when the bike is put together, there are going to be some extra pieces that's not extra pieces.
我在想，如果真是他来帮忙的话，可能这个自行车组装好了以后还有一些零件，但是不应该是有零散的零件。
So I was ready to say, no, why don't you go watch cartoon? When I'm done, I'll give it to you. You know.
所以我在想，我说。最好就是你去看卡通片吧，然后完了以后我就把这个车子给你就好了。
But by God's grace, what came out of my mouth is sure, why not?
但是出于神的恩典，我就说好吧，一起来。
And it did take about 3 hours.
确实是花了大概3个小时。
And there were a few pieces that just kind of we didn't know where it goes because she put something together before we were supposed to put the piece in, so there were some extra pieces.
就确实是有一些零件就散装就没有被装到这个车子上。
But it looked like a bike.
但看上去就像一个自行车，最后
probably couldn't ride it, but it looked like a bike.
或许你骑上去不会走，但是它看上去确实像是自行车。
So I told her, look, you helped daddy, you know, put this bike together. Thank you for your help. Wasn't for you, I couldn't have done it.
所以我就跟他说，你看，你帮忙，你帮你的爸爸装好了这个自行车。如果没有你的话，我们就做不成了。
I didn't lie, because my mind thinking, yeah, without your help, I could not have done it this way.
其实我也没有撒谎，我就跟他说，如果没有你的帮忙，或许我们装起来不是这个样子。
So I told her, oh, go tell your mom, go tell mommy that you helped me put the bike together, and then you know I'll get it out for you to ride it.
所以我就说啊，赶紧去告诉你妈妈，我们已经装好了。你回来以后我就带你去骑。
So she went out. You can hear her go, "Mommy, mommy, I put the bike together with daddy."
所以他就跑去告诉他妈妈说啊，我跟爸爸一起把这个脚踏车给装起来了。
And very quickly and thankfully, you know, I took apart some pieces and I knew where those pieces supposed to go, and we put it together. And by the time she wants to ride it, it was rideable.
所以感谢神，在他离开的时候，我就知道把这些没有装上去的零件，我知道在装在哪里，就马上把它给装好了。就
so,
在他回来的时候，这个车子就可以骑了。
Often when she's with her friends, I can hear her say, "I helped my dad put that bike together." She's so proud.
所以他每次都很自豪，跟他的朋友说：“哎，我帮我爸爸把这个脚踏车给装起来。
”And after a while, I'm out of the picture. She said, "I put the bike together."
过了一段时间，他甚至就说：“哎，我把这个车子装起来的。
”Now, I share this story with you is because that's how we're like with God.
我跟大家分享这个故事，其实就是告诉大家，我们跟神之间的关系也是这样的。
Don't think you and I are the best gift for God's church or God's kingdom. We're not.
不要认为我们是神赐给教会的，或者是他的国度里面的最好的礼物。
More often than not, with our ideas, our dumb ideas, our pride, our you know, all kinds of weaknesses, we end up causing God more problem in ministry than help.
很多时候，我们所谓的这些想法、这些主意，或者是我们的这些骄傲，其实是给神带来很多的问题的。
But like a loving father,
但是就像一个慈爱的父亲
，He said, "Why not come help?"
神就说来吧，一起来帮忙。
As long as you're willing,
只要你愿意的话
，share my joy,
一起来分享我的喜乐。
No, and so that's why God used Philip, used Peter, used Ananias, and you and I.
这就是为什么神使用亚拿尼亚，使用腓力，使用彼得，使用你和我。
He can do it a lot better without us, but he wants to use us.
没有我们，他可以做得更好，但是他决定要使用我们。
Now, lastly, let's take a look at each of these people had to cross or break through some barriers to obey and to be used by God as a bridge.
再我们再来看一看，这里面讲到的三个人，他们都需要突破一些阻拦来成就神的事。
Some may be easier to spot, some may be harder.
有一些比较容易看到，有一些是比较难看到的。
So let me ask you. So what do you think was the barrier for Philip?
所以大家看看腓力他面对的阻拦是什么
？Any thought? Just you know, shout it out.
大家可以
I mean, could be a lot of different answers, but you know, what do you see? Could be Philip's barrier.
所以大家看到腓力面对的阻拦是什么？大家可以随便发言。
Language, possibly, yeah, because Ethiopian eunuch, you know, I mean, what are they speaking, right?
有人说语言可能跟这个古时的这个太监的语言腓力是不知道怎么讲的。
What else?
还有什么呢
？Yeah, his ministry, right?
I mean, 他正在从事的事工。
He was really busy.
他很忙啊，这个腓力。
Doing God's work in a busy church.
他正在一个非常繁忙的教会里面从事神的工作。
You know, sometimes God has a different agenda. Says, "I want you to finish here and go there."
有时候神是有他的不同的计划，所以你做好了这个事工以后，就再到那里去。
And many biblical historians believe that this may be the first time that the gospel through the eunuch went to Ethiopia. Now there's a lot of Christian now in Ethiopia, and some of them believe it came from this eunuch.
很多圣经学者认为，这个福音被传进非洲就是从这个古时的太监开始的。
I remember, Tennyson said earlier when he introduced me, while I was in seminary, my wife and I and a bunch of classmates, God used us to plant a church.
所以我正在读这个神学院的时候，我跟师母就和一些其他同学一起就来植了这个教会。
There was about an hour and a half away from where we were going to school in Columbia, South Carolina. There was a factory, the Taiwanese.Plastic factory in a little town named Florence.
所以在离我们所读书的这个哥伦比亚，在南卡的哥伦比亚，大概一个半小时的路程的那个地方，有一个城市叫 Florence. 那里有一家台湾人来创建的塑料工厂。
And in our church in Columbia, every Wednesday prayer meeting for many years, we kept praying. God is, are there Christians there? There's many several hundred Taiwanese family in that factory. You know, God, please help them come to know the gospel.
所以我们在哥伦比亚的教会，我们时常为他们祷告，因为他们呢有好几百家的这些从台湾来的这些塑料工厂的工人，我们祈求有基督徒到他们那里去，然后能够让他们信主。
And by God's grace, I think He just moved in our hearts, and we decided that it was God. God was calling us to go and start something. You know, just go share the gospel.
就出于神的恩典，我们感觉到神的呼召，就对我们自己的呼召，所以我们就去那里去跟他们传福音。
You know, it's a whole other story that when you trust God to move out and do something, He will do some very interesting and fun stuff.
所以当你愿意顺服神的时候，你愿意走出这一步的时候，神就可以使用你。
Sometimes hard, but sometimes very interesting and fun.
有时候是很难的，但是有时候也是很有趣的。
Yeah, my wife reminds me, always hard. Yes, true, always hard, but always exciting.
这是啊。总是很难，但是呢，也是很令人兴奋。
So we started by trying to figure out, go there to pray, right? Still remember Heather, my wife, and a whole bunch of sisters at church. I was coming home from class, and my house smelled so wonderful. It smelled like the whole house was made of chocolate chip cookies.
所以我记得有一次我们一起祷告，但是呢，有一次我回到家的时候，发现师母跟其他的一些姊妹在我们家里面。我回到家的时候就闻到很香的这个烤这个香饼的味道。
We had talked about this idea, but they actually did it. They baked, I think, for 578 chocolate chip cookies.
所以他们烤了
578，
他们烤了578个小甜饼，然后就准备要送到那
边去。And then they pack it up in little plates, and it was near Christmas, and with different, you know, color, cellophane and things. And then on there was a little tag says, "Merry Christmas, Jesus loves you," and then our name and phone number and email.
所以我们就把这些小甜点，就是小甜饼，然后就包好，然后装上了这些圣诞节的装饰，然后上面写着纸条说圣诞快乐，然后写着我们的神爱你们，然后写着我们的电话号码。
We didn't know what to do. We said, well, just, you know, get those cookies, get a bunch of strong guys from my class. We'll just go there, and then, you know, the whole factory is gated, you know, so we can't go in. So let's just walk around like, you know, like Joshua and Jericho, but no, hopefully it doesn't fall down, right? But we'll just go around and just pray. We'll prayer walk. We walk and pray for God's work to be done here. So that's what we did.
所以我们就带着这些小甜饼，然后我们就去到那里，我们也不知道要干什么。然后那个工厂呢是有栏杆围住的，所以我们也进不去。所以我们就绕着这个工厂就在那走，就有点像这个约书亚带着大家围绕着这个耶利哥城绕城一样。
Now, and then we see, you know, if we see somebody, some Chinese looking guy, you know, or whatever, you know, we just give him a cookie, you know, a plate.
所以我们在那祷告，一边走一边，如果看到有像看上去像中国人的人呢，我们就把这个小甜饼给他一个，然后就为他祷告。
And amazingly, providentially, the first three people who walked out on their way to lunch, you know, came up and said, "What are you guys doing?" You know, it's one older guy, two younger looking guy, all, you know, dressed in suits.
所以我们看到有三个很穿得很正式的，一个比较年长的，两个比较年轻的，他们要去吃午饭，他们就走出来，他说：“哎，你们在干什么？”
Yeah, so we spoke Chinese to them. We said, "Hey, you know, we're Chinese. We heard that you know you have this factory. We want to wish you well. Here's some cookie for you." And they're like, "Oh, thank you." They're really happy.
所以我们就跟他们讲中文，然后我们说、啊、我们听说你们在这里，然后我们非常关心你们，所以我们希望能够送一些小甜饼给你们。
And turns out the guy in the middle, the old guy, he runs the entire plan, he's the big shot, and then the other two were his assistants.
So
the two other second in command.
他们就非常高兴拿到这些小甜饼，然后结果呢，我们发现这个年长的其实是一个这个总经理，然后其他那两个年轻的是他的助手。
And so he just turned around, look at the two of them, he says, "Okay, I'm going to lunch, you two stay.Let them in, show them around, anywhere they want to go, as long as it's not the dangerous factory part. Let them go anywhere, and let them give out cookies."
然后这个大老板他就说：“好吧，就跟他的两个助手说，我现在去吃午饭了，你们就让他们进去，带他们参观，然后他们要去哪就去哪，然后让他们把这些小甜饼给分发出去。”
So that's how we met people, and then they said, you know, somehow in our conversation, they found out that I'm an artist, my wife is an artist, another guy, the guy who I got help, he's a big guy from my class, he went to Harvard Law School and was a lawyer, but then now is in seminary to become a pastor.
所以这就是我们怎么样能跟他们有了初次的接触，他们就发现，我跟太太都是学美术的，然后呢，另外一个帮忙的一个很壮的一个弟兄呢，他是哈佛的这个法律系的学生，他曾经是一个律师，但现在也在学神学。
So they're like, "Oh, you know, we have a Chinese school on a Saturday afternoon. You know, we're looking for someone to teach art, and we're looking for someone to teach SAT prep. Would you guys be interested?"
然后他就说，哎，我们现在我们这里有个中文学校，我们正在找人来教这些小孩子们学画画。然后呢，我们也希望有人能教他们来怎么准备这个 SAT 的考试。
So we said.You know, we prayed about it, talked about it. We said, "Yeah, sure, we love to do that with one condition, that we do it for free."
所以我们就祷告，我们就跟他们说，可以，我们可以来做这样的事情，但是呢，有一个条件，就是我们是免费来做这样的事情。
And they're like, oh, great, sure. When do you start?
他就说，哦，好啊，很好啊，你马上就可以开始吧。
And again, just through that, we got to know more people. They invite us to their homes. And next thing you know, we had about a small group started doing Bible study with them on Saturday morning.
这样的话我们就跟他们有了初次的接触，就有了认识了更多的人，他们也邀请我们到他们家里去，然后很快的我们就有一个星期六早上的一个小组的聚会。
And a bunch about five Southern Baptist churches heard about what we're doing. They came and talked to us. They said, oh, you know, we love what you're doing. We can't do what you're doing, but we want to support you. So we already talked about it. This church will give you a free house to live in. That way you can be near them. You don't have to travel hour and a half every time.
所以就有五个这种美南浸信会的教会就知道了我们所做的事情，他就来跟我们说，诶，我们非常支持你们所做的事情，但是我们做不了这样的事情，所以呢我们要通过各样的方式来支持你们。其中有一个教会呢就在这当地给我们提供了一个房子，这样我们可以住在那里，我们就不需要两个人跑。
Another church says, we just built a huge building because we're a big church, but our old church is now our chapel. You can use that if you want to start worship for free.
另外一家教会就是我们刚刚建了一个新堂，但是我们的旧堂呢现在是没有用的，你们要用来聚会的话你们就可以随便使用。
Another church says, you know, the house that they're giving you is empty, so we're going to fill it with furniture, all for you to use.
另外一家教会说，诶，你看另外一家教会给你住的房子呢是空的，没有家具的，我们就把所有的家具都给购置。
And then another church says, we have a big van and we have a gym. If you want to, you know, reach out to these people and you want them to come play volleyball or ping pong or basketball, free for you to use.
另外一个教会就是我们教会有一辆面包车，我们还有一个体育馆，你可以用面包车来载他们来这里娱乐，随便都可以使用。
So next thing you know, people started coming to Christ, and we started having worship, and there's a church there.
所以很快的就有人就信主了，然后我们就开始了一个教会。
And then mostly sisters, because the guys they didn't care about the gospel.、Okay?
大多数都是姊妹，这些弟兄们，这些男的呢
，they work because they're from Taiwan. They work from Monday to Saturday.
他们是从台湾来的，所以他们的工作时间是从星期一到星期六。
On Sunday they go worship their God. You know what their God is?
星期六、星期天呢，他们就去敬拜他们自己的神。他们的神是什么呢？就是高尔夫球。
Okay. You know, North Carolina, South Carolina, golf was big, and they love golf. You know?
所以在南北卡呢，这个打高尔夫球很方便，他们也很喜欢打。
So we prayed, how can we reach them?
所以我们就祷告说，我们怎么样才能够去接触到他们
？Well, I talk to someone about it. They were praying for me, and they, long story short, they connected me with this guy, and he called me up. He says, you know, I'm so-and-so, Jim, I'm on the PGA circuit. I'm one of the professional golfer, but I'm a Christian. I live near you. I love what you're doing. You know, I can get a few of my buddies. I can get about four of us together, all PGA pros. We'll come and give them free lessons.
所以呢，我就在祷告当中，就突然间就认识了一个人，他是一个美国职业的这个高尔夫球手。然后他一认识了他以后，他就说，哎，我非常赞同你们所做的，非常支持你们，所以呢，我可以找几个另外的职业球手来给他们做这个免费的教练。
So we had these golf tournaments.
所以我们就有了这个高尔夫球的锦标赛。
So the big church I told you about, they pay for all the money, they rent out the entire country club for Saturday.
所以我刚才告诉大家的一个教会，它是一个比较有钱的教会，所以呢，他们就把整个这个乡村俱乐部给租下来，星期六让他们来打高尔夫。
So in the morning, those four pro golf players and Christians gave clinics lessons on putting on different things.
所以在星期六早上的时候呢，这个四个职业球手呢就来告诉他们怎么样来改进他们的球技。
And then lunchtime, each of them gave about a 10-minute testimony of why they became Christians and why knowing Jesus is much more important to them than professional golf.
所以在吃午饭的时候呢，每个球手呢就跟他们有一个给他们一个见证，告诉他们说，其实信主是比这个打高尔夫球做职业球手更为重要。
And in the afternoon they had the tournament, so we pair up two Christians from that.Church with one non-Christian as a team, and then many teams to go play.
所以到下午的时候，我们就有比赛，我们就从那个教会里面找两，每个队都是两个这个教会里的基督徒跟一个不信主的这个这些球手。
And they build friendship with them, share the gospel with them, and later on friendship blossoms, and God can use that.
所以他们就建立了友谊，他们就有进一步的交流，然后呢，就有了进一步的事工的开展。
No, so one of the reasons I share this story with you to tell you that if you get on board with God, you can experience things that you never can dream of.
So 我告诉你这个故事呢，就是说，如果你愿意顺服神，愿意去参与的话，神会 做奇妙的事情。
But what I want to tell you actually relate back to the point is that so all of that exciting things was happening. I was really busy like Philip, and then I get a phone call from Leaf.
所以啊，在当我正在很繁忙的要在这个事工里面在啊从事这个事工的时候，我就从这个黄长老那里得到了他的一个电话。
And they were still back in Pittsburgh at that time.
他们当时还在匹兹堡。
And he says, you know, I know you're done with seminary now, almost done, and you planting a church there. But you know, myself and the other, I think the other five elders and two pastors, you know, the seven of us, we had an all night prayer meeting or late night prayer meeting. I forgot which one, but they pray for a long time.
他告诉我说你在读神学院已经快读完了，但是在我们这边呢有四个长老除了我以外还有两个牧师，我们彻夜的祷告。
And we all feel like God is calling you back to come help us start to build up the church in Oakland.
我们都同时有这样的感动，就是神希望神把你呼召回来，让我们一起来建这个欧克兰的这个分堂。
My response was kind of bad. I was like, oh, thank you, but no thanks. And then I pretty much justyou know, finish the phone call.
我的回应是说谢谢你，但是呢现在我可能不考虑事情。
But after I hung up, the Holy Spirit began to convict me.
当我放下电话的时候呢，这个圣灵就在我心里动工。
He says, they were all your senior, spiritually they're your senior, age-wise they're your senior.
他们不管是属灵的程度还是这个年纪上都是长辈。
They were all your elders and your pastors before you left Pittsburgh.
他们都是我离开匹兹堡那个时候的牧师或者是长老。
And they prayed all night.
他们彻夜祷告。
You didn't even pray, you just say thanks but no thanks.
而我是祷告都没有祷告，我就说我不要回去。
So I remember calling Dr. Huang back and I was like, sorry, you know, let me pray about this.
然后我记得我是在给黄长老回了个电话说让我祷告一下。
And I remember he said, oh, 那才像样一点。You know, he said, well, that's more like it.
说 那才像样。
You know, so I prayed, and then again, long story short, as I prayed, the more I did not have peace about staying. And, you know, Heather gave me 2 days off, so I went away to a retreat center and fasted 2 days and pray, and God gave me a very clear answer.
所以当我越祷告的时候，我就对留在那里就越没有平安。然后师母让我去到旷野里面去待了两天祷告。
And I remember God made it very clear to me. He says, I want you to go back to Oakland to, you know, there may be other things I want you to do, but I want you to go back to Oakland to learn submission.
所以神，我当时感觉到神给我的一个感动就是。让我回到匹兹堡去，虽然有很多其他的事情可以做，但是最重要的就是学会顺服。
He made it very clear. He says all the ministry you've done, church planting, and before that, I helped my professor start a company. We started a youth group in our church. We started a young professional group. Everything. He said pioneering kind of work. You have done it. You know what to do.
虽然在那个时候我已经做了很多的事情，我帮我的一个教授开始了一个公司，我们开始了很多不同的事工，也在那里执了这个教会这个堂。
But you have not learned to work with a group of coworkers who may have even stronger opinion than you, who may be more senior than you, and who will not listen to what you say. But you need to learn that. If you don't learn that, I cannot use you any further.
但是神告诉我说，虽然做的这些事情非常好，但是呢，他告诉我说，还有一件事情是我还没有学会的，就是要跟其他的同工一起同工，这些比我更加资深的、意见比我更强的这些人一起来同工。如果我没有学会怎么样跟他们同工的话，我还不够格来给他做事工。
And so you know, my immediate response was, no way. You know, I don't want to go there to learn that for this.
我马上的一个回应就是不可能了，我不可能说回去学这个功课来放弃我现在
做的事情。I'm busy here, everything is great here, and I call the shots here. I'm in charge. I depend on God, but I'm in charge here. I don't want to go there and do that.
我在这里什么事情都是我说了算，为什么我要回去做学这个顺服的功课呢？
You know, and at that time, the church plan was not separate from a mother church. So the two the two much more senior pastors.They will be in charge.
所以当时在匹兹堡呢，我们虽然要建这个分堂，但是呢，这个分堂呢是属于母堂的，所以呢，母堂的牧师还是做决定的。
So, but you know, if God makes it clear, there's no way. If you're smart, don't say no.
如果你是聪明的话，如果神把一个意向放在你心里，不要拒绝。
And so we left, went to Pittsburgh.
所以我们就离开了，我们就回到匹兹堡。
It wasn't easy.
这是不容易的。
And even the people who became Christians at Florence, I heard some of them say to me, he said, oh, I know why you're going back to Pittsburgh, because we don't give you salary here. You want money, they pay you more there.
这个时候，这个 会面对很多的压力，很多的挑战，包括在Florence 那些弟兄姊妹也说，或许你只是因为我们这里没有配你工钱，所以呢，你是回去那里，你是要拿工资。
You know, when someone you led to Christ or someone you spend a lot of time with say that it's hurtful.
就是你带领信主的人，已经你培养了他很久的人，对你说这样的话是非常带伤害性。
But we obey and we went.
但是我们还是回去了。
And sure enough, you know, they were really good to me, especially Dr. Mrs. Huang were really helpful to me, you know, but it was hard. There were many times I had to just bite my tongue and not say anything and just learn and just understand and just grow. You know?
回去虽然不容易，虽然这些长老们对我都非常好，但是呢，很多时候我学习要怎么样学习沉默，学习顺服。
And I remember asking God, what about these people? I'm busy, everything's fine here. If I leave them here, they have, you know,5 elders and 2 pastors and I'm going there. What about these people?
就是我跟神说，我这个新职的堂，这些人怎么办呢？那边的教会已经有很多长老有牧师了，那这些人怎么办呢？
And God, all he told me is, it's my church, it's my problem.
就神只是告诉我说，这是我的教会，这是我的问题。
And it was funny, a few years later, I got a phone call from one of those two guys I met at first, one of the assistants. His name is Jimmy. And he says, I'm calling you on behalf of the Florence Chinese Church. You know, do you still remember me? I said, yeah, Jimmy. So I'm calling you on behalf of the Florence Chinese Church to invite you to be our retreat speaker.
很奇妙的是，过了几年以后，大家记不记得刚才我讲的那两个助手，他其中一个就给我打电话说，你记得我吗？然后我们现在请你，我们有个退休会，请你来做讲员。
And I said, are you calling for your wife? You know, because Judy became a Christian, but Jimmy at that time, he was polite to me, but he didn't want to hear the gospel.
但这个助手当时其实并不是基督徒，他虽然跟我们很友好，但是他不想跟这个福音有任何的关系。
So I didn't tell you. He said, I became a Christian.
所以我就问他说，你是不是替你太太在打电话？因为当时他并没有信主。但后来他说，哎，我已经信主了。
He said, I'm also the coordinator for the church.
我现在是这个教会的这个协调同工。
He said, sometimes when we can't get guest speakers, I preach sometime.
所以有时候我们请不到讲员的话，我来讲道。
I'm not sure what he's preaching, but you know, I was surprised.
所以我就感到非常的惊讶，虽然我不知道他讲道的那个方式是什么。
So I went there and spoke at their retreat, and then I see at the first meeting, the other guy, the guy next to that Gordy, you know, he got up to lead the meeting.
所以我就去那里跟他们讲道，然后发现另外一位助手，他也是其中一个主要同工。
And he's usually even more verbal about he's, you know, not Jesus is not his thing.
他曾经是更加的反对这个福音。
And he said he became Christian too, and now he's the moderator for their worship.
所以呢，他现在已经信主了，而且是这个在教会里领会的。
And there's one other guy, Thomas. I remember when his wife Tina became a Christian, we were going to baptize her. He said to her, "If you get baptized, I'll divorce you."
还有另外一个叫 Thomas 的人，在他太太决定要决志信主，然后要受洗的时候，他就跟他太太说，如果你信主的话，我要跟你离婚。
Because,you know, you will make me lose faith because we are from Taiwan, we worship our ancestors, and I know if you become a Christian, you won't do that, and if you don't do that, I'm going to divorce you.
所以他说我们是从台湾来的，我们都是拜我们的祖先的，如果你成了基督徒，你可能就不会拜我们的祖先了，所以这是让我很没有面子的，如果你信主的话，我要跟你离婚。
And he became a Christian, and he's serving in the church.
然后最后他也信主了，他也在教会里服侍。
So God was just reminding me, told you it's my church, my problem.
所以神又再次告诉我说，这是我的教会，我的问题。
So sometimes I think this may be the hardest barrier. Philip have to cross the barrier of being successful, being busy, being active, doing the good things. But God may call you to go overseas. God may call you somewhere else. God, I don't know what God may have for you, but He might be calling you to do something different. You know, and you have to obey, and God will use you.
所以当我们看到腓力他在繁忙当中，他在非常成功的这个事工当中，神让他离开。让他到其他地方去。有时候神也呼召我们到海外去，到其他地方去。我们不知道神给我们有什么样的呼召。
Very quickly now, Ananias, the barrier is very clear, right? He was afraid, it was fear.
所以亚拿尼亚，我们知道他的阻拦就是他的心中的害怕。
And some of you may be afraid to tell someone about the gospel, about, you know, to share the gospel, to reach out to students here, or you maybe there's all kinds of fear.Fear of rejection, fear of what your parents might say, whatever it is, fear is keeping you back from serving the Lord.
所以有时候我们可能大家也有同感，就是因为害怕，我们不敢向别人传福音，我们不知道会不会被别人拒绝，我们不知道我们的父母会对我们说什么，所以因为这样的一个害怕，我们就不敢来参与神的事工。
You know, someone said fear is not, you know, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is being afraid but still do the right thing.
我们说勇气不是说没有害怕，勇气是你害怕，但是你还仍然敢去做。
And that's what Ananias did. And I encourage you, you know, to if you're afraid, to go and think about, you know, read the scripture, pray, and think about the love of Jesus for you and who this God really is that you are serving.
所以鼓励大家，你在读圣经的时候、祷告的时候，你思考神有多么的爱你，他愿意你做什么。
And trust him.
相信神。
Take that one little step of faith and see what he does.
在信心里面踏出一小步，看看他要成就什么样的事情。
And Peter, his barrier probably, you know, is pretty hard.
这个彼得他的阻拦也是挺难的。
And his, what do you think his barrier was?
他的阻拦是什么呢？
Cultural barrier, or you can say maybe even more a prejudice.
文化上的阻拦，还有甚至是一种偏见。
You know, because they all thought Jewish people are God's chosen people. Jewish people gets to be with God, no one else.
他们认为神是神的选民，神是可以跟神在一起的，其他人都没有份。
And I don't know about you, but sometimes we all have some kind of prejudice too, you know.
我们每个人可能心里都有这个偏见。
I remember when I first became a Christian, I told God, I'll serve you, just don't send me to the Chinese people.
当我刚信主的时候，我就跟神说，我可以侍奉你，但是呢，不要把我差遣到那个华人里面去。
Because I thought at the time that my culture, the Chinese culture, is just so ugly. There's so many things about the Chinese culture I don't like.
因为我当时想着这个华人的这个文化实在是太丑陋了，我知道的太多了，所以我就不喜欢这些文化。
Maybe it's my personality. You know, I don't like people being 客气. I don't like people to say things one thing and they mean something else. You know, and all these stuff. You know, so I just say, oh, so ugly. I'm gonna go just.You know, be American.
可能是我的性格的关系，我不大喜欢这种口是心非或者这种礼节上的这种要求，所以呢，我想我就跟美国人在一起就好了。
So I became a Christian in an American setting, and I got baptized in an American church. I started serving in an American church. You know, so and then when we felt God calling us, we actually joined a mission organization that was going to send us to South Africa.
所以我是在美国人的教会信主的，在那里受洗的，在那里侍奉的。当时我们马上要全时间侍奉的时候，我加入了一个组织，本来是要把我们派到南非去的。
But they tell us, oh, go to seminary for a semester in Columbia, South Carolina. But that's there God began to deal with me and show me how prideful and how wrong I am, you know, and the prejudice I have against my own people.
所以当时神让我到哥伦比亚那边去读神学院，其实是要告诉我，其实我对我自己的同胞是存在有很大的偏见的。
And prejudice, I hate to say this, but it's alive and well among all of us. It's not just white and black.
所以这个偏见其实在我们当中是非常真实的，它并不一定是黑白分明。
I mean, just think about, I won't say it here, right? Just, you don't have to translate it, you know, but, you don't have to use those words, but, you know, just think about some of the words that we Chinese people use to talk about black people.
我们再想想我们对黑人是怎么样称呼的。
You know, or some words that we used to talk about Japanese people.
或者我们是怎么样称呼日本人的。
You know, one time there's a Japanese brother who became Christian in our church and he was getting baptized. On the day of his baptism, a Chinese lady, a Christian lady, went up to him and said, Are you Japanese?
就有一次我们在教会里面有一个日本的弟兄，他决志了，他马上要受洗了。在那受洗的当天，马上要受洗的时候，有一位基督徒的姊妹走上前去说，你是日本人吗？
And he said, yes.
他就说，是啊，我是日本人。
And he said, then why are you here? We don't like Japanese here. Get out of here.
这位姊妹就说，你在这干嘛呢？我们不喜欢日本人，你走开吧。
He was just, you know, what to do. So he came look for me. He was crying. And he said, what do I do?
所以这位弟兄他就不知所措，他就找到我，他就在一面的流泪。他说，我要干什么？我要怎么办呢？
So I said, I'm so sorry. And I explained him what I think, whatThe lady was thinking because the lady was older, maybe you know World War II and Japanese, you know, invaded China and there's a lot of history. Maybe she just doesn't like that.
所以我就向她道歉，然后向她解释说，这位姊妹她年纪已经上了年纪，她可能经历过二战的时候中国人受日本人欺压的这样的一个情形，所以她不大喜欢看到日本人。
So he got baptized and when it's his turn to give testimony, first thing he says, on behalf of my people, I ask for your forgiveness.
所以他受洗了，然后他在做见证的时候，他说：“我代表日本人来向你们表示道歉。”
And he's a new Christian.
他是一个新基督刚信主的基督徒。
You know, and it's funny because after he shared, I got up.
所以他分享完以后，我就走上台上。
He was much more gracious than me.
他比我更加有恩慈。
As I got up, I said, "You guys should be ashamed of yourself."
我就说你们应当以这样的事情为耻。
I said, "I don't know which one of you said that to him. You shouldn't even call yourself a Christian."
我说不管是谁对他说了这样的话，你不应该称自己为基督徒。
You know, and he had to kind of calm me down a little bit.
所以最后他来安慰我。
You know, but you know, as Christians,
作为基督徒
there should be no more prejudice.
应该是没有偏见的。
That when we call people brothers and sisters, not just other Chinese, black, white, you know, other Asians, you know, Indians, we are a family in Christ.
当我们把其他信徒称作弟兄姊妹的时候，不管他是白人、黑人、亚洲人、日本人，所有其他的人，我们都是一家人。
We may be different, and we have different way of doing things, different music style, or we may have some history that isn't so pretty.
我们可能所做的事情不一样，我们的习惯不大一样，但是呢，我们还是一家人。
But the gospel is bigger than all that.
福音超过了这一切的不同。
And that's one of the reasons Jesus came and died.
这就为什么是耶稣基督来到世上为我们而死的原因之一。
So we need to be like Peter, right? Break through your prejudice and go. Maybe God's calling you to go share the gospel with somebody from a race, a background that you're so uncomfortable with that you may not like, but God says go.
所以我们应该向彼得学习，神可能差遣我们去到一群人里面，是我们非常不认同的，我们非常觉得不舒服的这样一群人，但是我们要学会顺服。
So I don't know what barriers you have. Fear, prejudice, success, busyness.
所以我们不知道我们的拦阻是什么，可能是害怕，可能是我们的成功，可能是我们的这种偏见。
You know, or many other reasons.
或许是很多其他的原因。
But,Let's close and let's remind ourselves, right? God said, "I want to use you as a bridge of my love and my truth."
所以作为结束，我们再次提醒我们，神希望我们能够成为桥梁，能够突破这些阻拦。
And if there's a barrier, I will help you break through that.
如果有阻拦的话，我会帮助你来突破。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you that you will bother to use us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你不辞这种阻拦来使用我们。
We know that you can do a far better job without us, but somehow that you love us and that you're so patient and so kind and that you want to use us.
主啊，我们知道，如果我们不参与的话，你会做得更好。但是你，因为你的爱，你的忍耐，你使用我们。
Thank you.
感谢你。
As I pray for us this day,
我们在今天在向你祈求。
That Lord, you know all of our hearts.
你知道我们的心。
You know what barriers that we may have.
你知道我们心中的阻拦。
What excuses that we may have.
我们的借口。
That causes from not able or not willing to serve you or to reach out with the gospel or to go on missions.
导致我们软弱无力，不能传福音，也不敢去宣教。
But Lord, I pray that you break through all of that.
主啊，我们祈求你能够帮助我们突破这些阻拦。
And we surrender that to you.
我们向你降服。
And then we ask that you will transform us and make us the bridges of your love, of your truth, the bridges of the gospel.
我们祈求你改变我们，让我们能够成为你的爱、你的福音的桥梁。
Lord, connect, use us to connect someone to you.
使用我们成为一个桥梁，能够把人带到你的国度。
Right here, right now, right where we are.
就在我们所住的地方。
And then move us beyond to this region and to.The ends of the earth.
然后帮助我们不断地向外扩张，直到地极。
We thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。我想我们就可以，末祷以后散会，然后去用午饭。